Morning, Froggy. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Michael.
You would have had a big smile on your face after the marble number 6 landed next to Mirage Dancer in the barrier draw yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's a big relief. He can just sort of fall out of the gate, hold some form of spot going out of the straight the first time, and I think that it's good enough for half a race. He's going to be very strong late.
You've ridden in a fair few Caulfield Cups. I think it's your 9th ride on Saturday. You finished second once before, and I think it was 2008. So you know exactly how the Cup is run. How important is getting a good barrier in a Caulfield Cup?
Oh, I think it's huge. Like you said, I've run second in one. I've had plenty of goes, but yeah, it's obviously crucial going down to corner, going out of the straight, just sort of hold some form of spot, not come from the end of the race. He's a horse that's pretty versatile. He ran exceptionally well in the race last year, and he's form leading into this probably couldn't be any better. He's a five-star Group 1 winner 10 days ago, so he's fit and ready, and I'm sure he's going to run one hell of a race.
Yeah, well, he's proven, as you said, in the Cup, because he was a touch unlucky when he was an eye-catching third. Have you actually been on his back? Have you been down to do any track work? Will the first time you meet him be on Cup Day?
No, the first time I'll meet him, mate, will be Cup Day. Trent sort of just kept their regular rider on him, and he's going exceptionally well, so I'm sure he's going to run great.
2020's been a weird old year, but for you, it's probably been the decision to move to Victoria has paid dividends, because you've been going extremely well and now you're on a big chance in a Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and my partner Bree had to make a decision whether we come or stay, and we've come over, and it's obviously been a weird just taking the boys down now for their first day of school since early March, so it's going to be pretty quiet around here on a 3-year-old stomping around here somewhere, but hopefully we can get a major on the board this spring.
How important would that be? How many Group 1s now? Is it 32, 33 for you, Froggy?
33. Ridden 33 and come close in quite a few of the majors, but haven't managed to snag one yet, so be nice to get the monkey off the back this spring.
What would it be, what it would mean for you to win a Caulfield Cup, one of the true majors in our racing calendar?
Yeah, obviously, the big majors are what the pinnacle is, but it'd be a big thrill, and I think I've got a really good chance on Saturday to get that.
Have you sat down and done much form yet? How do you see the race being run?
It looks a bit tricky, actually. First glance, there doesn't look to be a hell of a lot of speed. Most of the speed that's there is drawn wide, so it'll be interesting. Obviously, feel a little bit sorry for Daniel Moore drawn one, because the horse can be far away and then really just coming along. So key steps, he could be the speed influence. But then you've got horses out wide. Danny's horse, Vaughan Declare, he'll probably roll forward. Prince of Iran's out there as well, so yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm very happy where I am. I'll just fall out on him and put him into a spot, probably just fall to midfield somewhere and put him to sleep, and we get the brakes at the right time. I'm very confident he's going to be right in the finish.
Do you get nervous before these big races, Froggy? You've been around a while now.
No, not anymore. It's been a while since we've had a really good chance in a Group 1, though. It'll be interesting on Saturday to see, but I'm very confident in my amount. I think I'll be more confident and nervous, so looking forward to it.
You copped a little suspension yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I did. I got a little 7-day, so ride Monday morning and then take a week off. I'll miss the Reading Gunning Carnival, which is disappointing, but hopefully we have some fire in the iron come Flemington Carnival.
Well, there's no rest for you. You've got a full book Friday night at Pakenham, and then you've got a riding at Mowi as well on Friday. So you're doing the double header, and then a decent book at Caulfield on Saturday. Have you got anything else you're looking forward to, especially at Caulfield, before you jump on Mirage Dancer?
I've got 5 or 6 rides there on Saturday. that one sort of fringe dwellers, and it'll be 15-20 to 1. But on big days like this, you can't underestimate anything. They wouldn't be runners. They didn't think they could win, so hopefully you snag something.
Have you made any commitments with Mirage Dancer if he runs well on Saturday for a Melbourne Cup?
No, I haven't. Haven't passed Caulfield yet. I was of the opinion, I think Nash might be there because he obviously won the Group 1 on him, and I think he's going to come down. But you never know if you happen to win on him. You had to take a win out of him, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can ride pretty light these days as well. How quick can you get down to a lightweight?
Yeah, I'd get down pretty low. Obviously, I've spent it now, but there's a nice way to notice if someone sort of rang to ride 50, it wouldn't be too big of an issue.
Who do you see as the hardest to beat on Saturday?
I think it's a very open race. Obviously, I'm not very familiar with the international horses, but obviously Anthony Van Dyke, his rating suggests that he's probably only got to turn up and he's going to be the one to beat. You can't underestimate Danny O'Brien, Damien Oliver. There's a lot of talk around Buckhurst. And then you've got Wallace Mare, who, if she settles, she's going to be a genuine chance. But a couple down the bottom that look interesting runners are Prince of Iran, Master of Wine, Coffee Tongue. She went exceptionally well the other day, so I think there's probably more horses in there that can win that can't.
It does look a really open race. What do you think Hugh will do on Anthony Van Dyke? Just roll over from that wide barrier?
I would think so, especially with Prince of Iran drawn sort of directly inside him. I saw Charlie's interview. He's already said that he'll be rolling forward. So I think he'll probably roll the dice and go with him for a bit. But it'll just be interesting to see how many sort of boot up and make them work to get across. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting race, and really glad to be a part of it. And on a live chance.
Yeah, you are on a live chance, Froggy. Best of luck on Saturday in the Cup.
No worries. Thanks, Mike.
Craig Newitt joining us there, who's on Mirage Dancer in the Caulfield Cup. And he's a horse that I think is probably